Good evening, Hopkins Junior High Intermediate Orchestra. This is Dr. Danielle Gautry from Cal State East Bay. I'd like to welcome you to the CMEA Bay Section Festival here at Castro Valley High School, and looking forward to your performance. What a great opening. Lots of great energy and very nicely in tune. I like that I can hear the inner parts. Yeah, really nice job bringing out the accents and the staccatos and all the other articulations. I like that I'm seeing some nice full bows also. Yeah, great ending. If there are times that I'm not speaking, it's because I'm listening and I'm enjoying your performance. I thought you did a really nice job especially with the forte pianos here at the end of the piece. One thing I would suggest is in the second to last measure 75, I would be careful that, I know it's marked in the music that you have a down and an up bow, but I would make sure that the up bow happens on the piano side of things so that it doesn't sound like two 16th notes or something like that. So it doesn't sound like two rhythms, but it just sounds like a strong downbeat and then you're changing bow. So yeah, I would just caution you, and I hope you can hear that on one of these recordings. I really like that I'm seeing some of you do some vibrato. Careful with that note there. The D in the cellos and basses. Cellos, careful with that low E. At measure four? No, not measure four. Measure 8. Can you give more shape to the long notes? Like that right there in the first violins, the dotted half note. So if you can do something, give a direction to that note. So I would always think about the long notes have to be going somewhere or they have to be coming back from somewhere. Nice job in the accompanimental roll violins. Basses, be careful that those eighth notes are together. Yeah, cellos, be careful of the F sharps and measure 44. Same thing with the F sharps and measure 48. Just make sure they're high enough. Yeah, can you do more with that crescendo with everyone? It's like, especially in measure 56, where some of you have a whole note, some of you have a half note. You could do more with that crescendo just to kind of propel you into 57. It should feel very organic. It should feel like you're leading into 57. Kind of, there's an arrival point there. Nice job on that last note. That was very sensitive playing. You all look very professional on stage. And your demeanor demonstrates that you're very serious about what you're doing. And we can tell by the amount of attention to detail that you've put into your pieces today. Yeah, nice build up in the introduction there. Make sure those accents at 16 are all together. Some of you are using like a lot of bow and some of you are using a lot less. So that's something that you might want to make more consistent. Very nice contrast and dynamics. Some really nice following of your director there. You did a really nice job with the ritardando and the change of tempo. Basses, make sure the C is high enough in 62. I think in this spot here, everybody wants to be thinking the eighth note subdivision. Because even if you don't have eighth notes, if you can be thinking eighth notes and listening to whoever has eighth notes, that will help you be more together on the quarter notes and the half notes. Yeah, good change back to the pulse and the character. Make sure you're unifying your bows here, violins. Yeah. Really nicely done. Yeah, good job, everyone. You've obviously put a lot of time and effort into preparing for this festival, and we can definitely tell you've taken great care with details and putting a lot of musicality in these three pieces. So I'd like to thank you for your performance tonight and congratulate you on a very fine performance. Thank you so much for performing here tonight.